Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The world is in a massive transition. Are you prepared? Hi, I'm Reverend Tracy L., and I am here to help you navigate through these uncharted waters. Many experts told me it was not possible to repair, regenerate, and restore my body. I proved them all wrong. Isn't it time for you to reclaim what is rightfully yours? If your answer is yes, then I invite you to join me while I will help you embrace the new earth and unlock your unlimited potential. Let's connect every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on the Tracy L. Clark Show, as featured on Transformation Talk Radio. The old ways of connecting are done, so let's embrace together the new and unleash the superhuman within.
Welcome! I want to thank all our returning listeners and our new listeners. No matter how you come to us, it's really an honor to have you tune into the show and be here and shift with us. It's a really important day for all of our American friends, so we just send you a whole bunch of love. It sets the tone for a lot of things to come over the next, probably till into spring. And so there is a lot of changes. I talk about the new earth a lot. I talk about things you can do. Are you equipped with new tools? Are you equipped with your connection? I say the God of your understanding. People have a hard time, I know, with that word. It's love, and it's what, you know, if you call it universe, divine, it doesn't matter. Just call it what you need to. Today is a call-in show, 1-800-930-2819. A lot of really fun guests coming up as well as we get into the holiday season. If I can say anything, if you love the holidays, get into the spirit. I know it might sound like the world is crumbling. Don't get into that energy. Get into the spirit. The more joy, the more compassion, the more we'll just... everybody will be good. I wanted to actually also today on our show, it's like, are you ready? And I want to talk about getting ready. We've all been getting ready all year, but ready in terms of stress and stress on the body, things you can do, things you can adjust. And I want to talk about it a lot. I've been talking about it more in my Miraculous Academies and Evolutionary Academies and how it actually affects your body, because people forget, like, your body, right? It's, you got the earth below you, you got the universe above you, and your body's that conduit. It's always telling you what's happening. An ache of pain is no accident. And so often we don't look at all the factors of stress, and people say, oh, I'm stressed out. And so I want to get into that on the show, but I have a little bit of a surprise for everybody. If you haven't checked out the website, wait till the weekend. We've got a new one coming up, tracylclark.com. Lots of fun stuff there to help you grow, and there's a free membership and, you know, Facebook, great. There's always lots of community and support. We're all about community and how we can help as well. But we have, as you know, you can also sign up there and be first to know about my book that's coming out. We had some spirit interventions there in terms of not like, we'll call them interference energies, energies of things coming up. But it is now, it's been back on track. So it literally is interesting when you're ready to birth something new, how you can get all stressed out about that not coming on your time frame or whatever that might be. But it's all perfect timing. And when I looked at all those delays and I realized I knew why it was delayed based on what's coming now. And it really was pressed upon me to make sure that we also talk about things in the book, so I can, there's things in there to help you shift, things you can do now as I talk about my story and what happened. So it's a really nice combination of the body regeneration method, my story, and how you can become empowered. And so I'm pretty excited. So if you sign up on the website, you will also be the first to know we're gonna do a book club for you starting in January for 4 weeks. And we're gonna go through the book together. It's free. You can just come on, you know, read the book with your friends, whatever you like. And we'll talk about it and we'll shift it and we'll have some fun and play in the energy. So I'll probably even come here and read a little bit out of it for you and really start to empower you so you can be more motivated. You can be more, you know, on top of everything happening. So make sure you understand and, you know, get on that. It's going to be fun. I'm really excited all this new stuff coming. It's been a really incredible year. And I just want to thank the hand of God for blessing each and every one of you that are listening into your new desires and what's unfolding for you. And I want to talk, though, about stress and what it does on the body. So a lot of people know if you get stressed, they say, well, that's stress. You got to get rid of the stress, get rid of the stress. And yeah, you do got to get rid of the stress. But stress are people, places, and things. Yes. Most people look at stress and they're like, my work is so stressful. Well, your body picks that up and says, okay, your work is stressful. Or my relationship is so stressful. Body goes, okay, your relationship's stressful. The other things that people don't realize that the body picks in is everything that people around you are also saying, right, can be stressful. So you look at what does the news do? Like, what does mainstream stuff do? It's constantly giving you the negative, which will make your main, all your nervous systems, you have many of them, but your central nervous system starts to pick up all this energy and it will start to pull in relatable information and you won't even realize it. You're like, I just listened to the news. Your body can start to feel anxious and stressed. Right now, a lot of my clients are like, why am I so anxious? Why am I so stressed? Because one of the things a lot of people don't talk about is the stress that comes from the collective, from the entire planet. So people are talking about things that this better happen and the fight energy's up there and the fear's in there and your body will naturally pick it up. So while you're even sleeping, a lot of times people don't sleep very well because the body's trying to figure out solutions to all of their stress that is unfolding and they don't even realize it. And so we turn this word, but people throw it out everywhere. Just like think in your life here, what part? And as soon as you lop onto that, you're like, oh, how about maybe it's your finances, maybe it's your health, maybe it's your relationship. But most of all, that energy that comes into your body is really because there's a fear and the body's trying to tell you, don't be afraid, keep moving forward, make the decisions. But when we go through any form of uncoupling of anything, when anything in your life becomes dismantled, think about when you left a relationship or you left a job and you're like, I'm so stressed out. But as you started to get further away from that, the body calmed down. If you keep yourself in this perpetual movement of over-worrying, over-stressing, overthinking, what happens is every organ in your body is there for a reason and it has a job to do. Every second of every part of your day till the day you die, it has a job to do. But eventually the organs get tired because you're spending so much time looking at the outside world and consuming that inside, the organs start to shut down. And it's literally people say, oh no, that just came out of nowhere. Your physical issues, you've heard me say this a ton, especially if you've been in a body regen class or something, your physical issues always come from an external space. And one of the stories I love to share, and I get it, I had ulcers at 5 years old. I had diverticulitis at 5 years old. I had irritable bowel at 5 years old. Yeah, my body was born stressed. Okay, so it didn't know any different. And it kept spinning and spinning and spinning. When I looked at my whole world, it was got to be on guard, got to go here, got to do this, got to do that. Picking up also all the external environment and it was coming into my body. And when I was about 32, what happened? And I started to wake up and be in this space and really understand. So all of these people, all of these experts had said, you're not going to be able to get rid of that. You have to manage it. Manage your stress. What does that even mean? Right? I was like, oh, what are you talking about? I didn't realize. It's like, well, this is life. This is how it is. And then what happened was as I started to look at life and say, okay, if I want to get out of the stress, what do I really need to change? One was I had to change how I was thinking. I had to unlearn a lot. Then I had to go back and say, okay, what's the action step I could do to make a change? So, you know, I can enjoy my work or I can enjoy my friends, or what was the general conversations? Was it heavy? The relationship I was in was super toxic. So first thing was, you know, when I left the marriage, it was probably about 3 months into leaving, and I was already starting to do this work, that my diverticulitis, my irritable bowel, and my ulcers went away. And I'm talking to the point where every time I ate, I was bellied over in the bathroom, like from when I was a little girl. Like, people thought I was a complete snot because when I would go places, I'm quite tall, I'm 5'10", so if I wear heels, I'm 6'1", or whatever, I would be, the first thing I would do when I would go to an event or somewhere is I would be looking for the bathroom. Now imagine, you got your head up high and you're looking for the bathroom. And everybody thought my head was up high because I was being snotty. But actually, if I didn't know where the bathroom was, I couldn't go somewhere. I'd freak out because I didn't want to have an accident because my stomach was constantly in pain. And it was in pain because of all this external energy that was also coming at me. So yes, I had internal information of conflict. I didn't know what joy was. I didn't know what happiness was. I didn't know what peace was. I never had a reference point, so I didn't know. And then I had the external that was coming from people, places, and things that I was also absorbing. And taking that time to look at that started to reverse my body. Now, there were other things, yes, that I did, but I went from literally not being able to eat hardly anything to now being able to, like, literally, I can eat whatever I want. I choose not to eat certain things, but it's a choice. It's a choice, and you have a choice. So what happens quite often when the stress card starts to come in the body, you say, I can't do that. And why? Because you're afraid of something. You're holding on to the stress because you have a fear of something changing. And people don't like it when I say that. They get triggered. They're like, that's nonsense. But it's true. There's a fear of something changing. Otherwise, you would change it. You would change it at all costs because you'd say, I'm important enough that I'm not going to continue to do that. I see this a lot with people in our community. They start to do the work. They start to get happy. They've lived in a stressful environment. And then their partners get really mad. Why are you doing that? And what's happening? And it happens all the time because they have a relationship based on stress, based on some fears, based on anxiety versus based on support, love, kindness. And that's why a lot of relationships, when people start to wake up, and unlearn everything that they were taught, the relationships, if they're not doing it together, will fall apart because your vibration is changing. You're having more peace in the system. So the body starts to repair very well. But that's why these ailments do show up, because it's your body saying, why are you holding on to this? And it's like, if I fail the exam, oh my God, I'm not going to get my outcome. If I don't show up in my work this way and I don't perform, I'm going to lose my job. And then I lose my job, I'm going to lose my income. So we start already projecting our stress in the world. And then that comes back to us. So right now, what's going on in the world is there's more, and there's going to be more of this over the few months. It's meant to happen. It's right. Where people that haven't woken up, it's going to push the energy to try to bring that to a boiling point of the stress. Say, wait a minute, I don't want to live like that anymore. You have a choice every day how you live. You have a choice if you're going to engage in all those people and places and things or disengage. Engage or disengage. So people will say to me, well, I can't leave that. I'm like, why? Because there's a fear of what's on the other side. So that actual terminology of stress, it's not overworked or anxiety. Like, it's thrown around so loosely now that the body's like, yeah, everybody's stressed. I'll just join the party. Everybody's anxious. I'm just going to join the party. It's like you're going to some ball. You may as well get dressed up and have a party with your stress. Well, I can't stop it. You can always stop it. And I can say this to you. If you're listening, I can say this because I was that person. And I don't want to see any of you go through the next few months looking outside, afraid of what you see, turning on the news, afraid of what you see, because we are moving and shifting to wake people up for better systems. The systems are broken. They only work for a few. This is the time they're going to work for everybody. Everybody deserves love and compassion and joy and to be supported and to be uplifted on the journey. You know, I'll tell you, people in my community get triggered by me, and some will leave because they don't like it that I will push you to be the person you want to be. I will push you and not let you sit in victim mode. And they get angry and they're like, I want to go be in victim mode. Okay, go be in victim mode. I am totally okay with that. Because when you break those patterns, and if you're trying to create and manifest your desires, this is a huge factor that has to leave. Because what happens when you're all stressed and anxious, it's like having 50 phone lines open at once and spirit doesn't know which line to pick up. So which line do you want to pick up? the more centered you get, thank you, God, the more balanced you get, thank you, God, the more in alignment you get, thank you, God, this is what brings forth your creation and your desires. So if you're sitting there feeding all of that negativity right now in the world versus feeding going to a better world, you're contributing to your own personal stress, both externally and internally, and you're also contributing to those outcomes. Humanity is on the brink of a supernatural breakthrough. I think it's the best time to be alive. I always say we already won, the light's already won. But it's true, we've still got to go through some hurdles. You got to be prepared, and you want to get right with the God of your understanding, whatever that is for you. And it's at that point, your body will become calmer. You will see things change drastically, drastically in a very short time in your life. But many things that are getting moved out of your life, don't get stressed about them. Thank Spirit for moving them out, because what's happening? You're getting something better. You're getting something better. But I also know none of us can do it alone. We can't do it alone. That's why we do Soul Sundays once a month. It's our area that gives back to people in need, to help support people that need help in our community. And so you don't have to feel alone. So make sure you check out November. It's all about believe, why you need to believe right now. And this is about change. So, all right, Olivia, I want to go to Sophia. I believe we have on the line before we go to break. Is that okay?
Yeah, we've got Sophia. Sophia, you're on with Tracy L.
Hi, Sophia. Did we lose her?
Sophia, are you there?
Oh, we might have lost her. We could go to Monica.
Let's see.
Maybe Sophia will call back in. We can get her after the break.
Okay, let's give that a shot.
Okay.
Hey, Monica, you're on with Tracy L.
Hi, Monica. Oh, maybe we lost her too.
Hello, Monica.
All righty. Well, we'll see if both of them call back in. If you want to call in, 1-800-930-2819, and we'll see if we can get them back on the line. We might have some technical things. Maybe they're just so involved in wanting to get rid of the stress and prepare. So what are some of the things that you can prepare for? I did put a list out in my newsletter. If you didn't get it, I want to share some of them. What are some things you can do to minimize what is happening externally in your field? Now, something you actually also want to understand is that you will naturally start to pick things up. So what do I mean? You can wake up. When you go to bed, your body is actually releasing a lot of energy that it doesn't need. You can have weird dreams right now. A lot of people are like, why am I having violent dreams? Because there's a lot of underlying current of anger in body systems that are coming out. When we actually end up in areas like cancers and stuff like that, there's usually a lot of unresolved issues and anger in the body. It's why we do this work, and it's why I live this way every day. Because I would say bad cells, but been there, done that, and don't need to do that again. Thank you, God. I'm also not saying anything can show up at any time for any of us, depending on what we need to go through. But when you start to release the information out of the body that is not serving you by doing this kind of work and understanding how to talk to your body, you can actually help yourself remove a few things in your line. Remember, you do not have to pick up what your parents had. It's called coding. So what happens is that will start to move and shift. It's imprints. And why did you pick it up if your parents had it? I had everything my mom had, my grandma, my great grandma, loved them dearly, but I picked it all up because I realized I was the one that could wake up to clean it. So I want you to remember you're the one that can wake up to clean it. You're the one that can happen to have that change. But right now, what happens as well is with the stress of the body, because everybody feels what's going on in the planet. Even if you say, I don't feel, you can feel what's going on in the planet. So I had this happen yesterday morning. I woke up and my body felt very anxious. And I was like, oh, that is not mine, not my energy. And I was able, because I'm able to scan, where is it coming from? So there was a lot of energy that was cleaning through the system that was having to do with what is going on in the world right now. You know, the U.S. has their election. You can see the way the rest of the countries energetically are looking to see what their move's going to be. You can also see that there's a lot of people that are very concerned right now because the truths are coming out. And over the next year, lots of truths are going to come out where you're going to go, oh, I would never have guessed that about that person or that thing, right? So it's coming out. So I felt that. I was like, oh, that's not mine. My body was just signaling to me that I had picked up some energy that wasn't mine. It's like on Monday morning. I don't know if you know this. There's an energy that comes in Monday morning of a heaviness when people used to all get up and go to work together. And if they weren't happy, you can start to pick that up just naturally. The body's in the flow of that energy. You're taking that drive every day to work. So you can thank that hand of God or universe divine, whatever you like to say, and just say, thank you, God, I'm just going to release all of the attachments. And I love the simple tool. Thank you, God, reset, let go. Thank you, God, reset, let go. Thank you, God, reset, let go. What does that do? It releases toxins out of the body and pulls the energy back into the heart from the head. And when you do that, it also gets you out of your brain. So you can start to see. So I say, when you get up in the morning, do a check. If you're feeling really good and you go out, you just know you've picked up energy that is probably not yours. The other thing I always say right now is salt is your friend. Salt is your friend. So what can you do with salt? Sea salt in your bath will transmute negative energies or energies that don't feel so good. It really does work. It's like being in the ocean. The ocean is very cleansing. I always say you do them separate. So Epsom salt will really restore your magnesium and it'll detoxify your body. And then you can do baking soda, which is all around detox. Just make sure it's like a baking soda. But remember, don't mix them, but that can help you. Take time, get into nature. Get into nature a lot right now. Go away from big cities, go away from people and just get away. Just look at the birds and the animals and the trees and really spend some time connecting with nature and taking those big breaths and just really take in that oxygen. You need a lot of oxygen right now. If you're someone that has a space where you're not able to go to work and be free to breathe, please take breaks to go and get the big breath. It's very important, very important. Because what happens is our nose, our mouth, right? That's when we breathe in our life force energy. So with the breath, you bring in the life force energy, which will calm down the adrenals, calm down the vagus nervous system, calm down the kidneys. And why is that happening? Because the emotions will calm down. And when the emotions calm down, you can make a better choice. If you can't freely breathe in the oxygen that Mother Earth is giving you, you can get very disconnected and your stress levels can go up very high, very high. So very important is what you say to yourself, what do I require? And just tune into your body and say, what do I require? What is that? What do I require? And when you can go to what I require, you'll start to feel the body. It'll start to communicate back to you. You'll be amazed if you take a day. And most people are like, that's crazy. It's a day. Well, you know what? You got to be crazy to get change. I always say, if I wasn't crazy, I'd be dead. So you take a pick. You want to be different? You want to be out of the box? You want to fit in the crowd and have a life you don't like? You want to fit in the crowd and not be in joy and love and harmony? Like, it's totally up to you. You have choice. You have choice. So don't worry about being liked. Don't worry about being compared, because that's how you get the change. And then you say, what do I require? Body truth, what do I require? And watch how your body feels. If it says, I require a little more water, have some more water. If it requires to watch something that makes you happy, do something that makes you happy. One of the things I love is I love Christmas. I love the holiday season. I love lights. You can see I have my big tree all the time behind me. People are like, I don't like your tree. Other people like it. I don't care. I love it. It makes me happy. I have lights all over my house this time of year, and they are going up. And they're going up now, and they will all be up by the weekend. And people are like, really? Because they make me happy, because I require that space, that love, that joy. And that removes an accumulation of stress. Candles, beautiful candles, scents you love, right? Oils, anointing oils, scents you love. Keep them in your home. Keep them moving. Music that makes you feel happy. That makes you really happy. Incense, really good quality incense. Also very good. crystals. We're bringing somebody on the show who loves crystals, talks about crystals, but they're great. They're wonderful to have. They're not just pieces of rocks. They have a purpose. Just like every organ in your body has a purpose and a reason to be there, and it has a function. And when your body gets too stressed, it gets dysfunctional. And that's what we have to remove out. That's what we need to do. Now, I know we got our callers back. So when we come back from break, we're going to go to Sophia, and then we'll get back to Monica. And then we'll see if we have time left to go over to Dubai. So just hang on there for a minute. But again, I want to encourage you, TracyLClark.com, sign up so you get the first notice when the book comes out. But also get a copy of the book so you can read it with your friends, so you can join the book club, the free book club that's going to be going on in January. So you can actually become empowered, ask your questions, things you learned, things you wanted to know more of. And it's really going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited about it because I put a lot of things in the book that you can do and you can start to become empowered. You're in charge of your life. Nobody else. You're in charge of your life. You just take all the information and mold it. My job is to make sure you don't wait for a crisis before you wake up. I was already in a crisis. And my job is also to help push you so you see the greatness of who you are and how you're getting there, especially if times feel a little bit scary because you don't need to be in fear. Trust me, ulcers at five, I was in fear my whole life. I get it. All right, we'll come back right after the break. So stay tuned and we'll be with Sophia when we return. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com. Are you truly ready to experience overflow in every area of your life? Are you ready to go from limited to limitless? Imagine starting your week off with a deeper connection to the God consciousness. It's time for you to feel inspired, uplifted, and shifted. I invite you to join me, Tracy L, online or in person for our Soul Sundays. Start your week off feeling empowered and ready to serve and expand the miracles waiting for you. Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm. Are you ready to shift your life into overdrive and stop wasting your time? If so, then I want to invite you right now to the Body Regeneration Online Academy with me, Tracy L. In a world filled with so much information, you can get overloaded and confused, left feeling like you've tried everything and still no results. If this is you, then this platform is for you to help you step into your power, your intuition, and gain clarity. You will learn simple tools that you can use as you walk down the street, and I will teach you how to grow a stronger connection to the God consciousness. Imagine having me as your coach, shifting you, uplifting you, empowering you every week, and most of all, helping you stay connected so you can navigate your life's journey with ease and grace. Nothing will be able to get in your way. Plus, you will have a community filled with souls just like you to pick you up when you fall down and support you on your wins. No one can go this journey alone. If you are ready for your live activations, check me out at TracyLClark.com and join the TLC Body Regeneration Online Academy now. Happy music. Got to thank our producers for being so amazing there at Transformation Talk Radio, because we always have happy music because we got to be happy amongst what's going on. It's going to pass. You're going to move into bigger and better things. All right, Olivia, let's go try Sophia again.
Yeah, we have Sophia. Sophia, you are on with Tracy L.
Hey, can you hear me?
Oh, there you are. Yes, we found you.
Hi. Yeah, how are you?
Fabulous. What's your question today?
It's more of a request. Maybe it's a question. I've been feeling, like you said, this unsettling feeling for quite a little while in the last probably 2 months. I do have my exam coming up, so I was hoping for a shift, just expansion of time and calmness and peace within the body, as well as retention of information. That's kind of it.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. And I'm not surprised that, like, about 2 months ago, because we're into November, a lot of this intense energy ramped up again in the end of August, early September, just around on a collective, a planetary, plus when you're studying and you're working to retain information, it's like I was saying with the stress space, where the underlining current of the body is, if I don't do this, then I don't get this. And that's the energy I want to remove from you, is that, and that's the one thing about how so many of our systems are set up, right? We're conditioned that if we don't get this outcome, then this outcome's not going to happen. And then the body goes into anxious, it gets fear, it gets all that underlining. So let's start to remove some of the imprinting and the programming so you can have more ease with just working through the retention of the information to be fun, to be joyful, versus to be stressful for an outcome. So if you're okay, I want to start there. And what that does is that also scans through the rest of your timeline. So it's a repetitive pattern. So it looks like you've had that whole pattern your whole life. You must have been, did you find school stressful? Like when you were a little child?
Sorry, I missed that. What was that?
You find, when you were in elementary school or high school, did you find exams stressful?
Yes, in college. So this is like bringing back all those memories.
Yeah, well, this is, it's a loop. It's like your body's looping. So it's like, if I don't get this, this wouldn't happen. So I want to ask you, because I'm going to reframe a few things in the energetic field so we can raise the frequency, and then we'll expand some time for you for retention. So just in truth, just yes or no, when you look back at all the things when you were in elementary school and high school, did it all work out okay?
Yeah.
Did you lose opportunities for, you know, getting a C versus an A?
No.
Does anyone care about those exams back then when you were in grade 7? Anyone care?
No. Or the grade. Doesn't matter what grade I got.
Don't care what you got? No. Okay. So if you're okay, thank you. This is a really good question, Sophia, and I'm really glad you called in with it, because these are the loops that play in our nervous system and play in the subconscious. So when we come into something new, then it will create blocks and resistance, because it picks up all the stress, all the projections. Even though that was so long ago, your body doesn't forget until we start to move it out. So there's a safety level. So we have to start, it's like an eraser. We got to start to erase all of the perceptions, all of the imprints that people said, well, you better get this, or the competition, right? Well, they got an A, you get a B, so, you know, you're not so smart, which we know is not true. So there seems to be a lot of competition energy at school naturally, like, and it comes from within you that I'm going to remove. It's like you would drive yourself to being sick, or you would drive yourself to wanting to get into, you know, a certain mark or grade and comparison. So you were very hard on yourself in school when it came to exams.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, I got to remove that, because you can see it and it's holding on like a claw in your nervous system. So I want to start to pull that out. So it has, and it also wraps around, it's in your actually back right kidney. And so the right kidney is really about things you're dealing with now, right? So the left is more things that are sort of past that germinate in the system, and with the adrenals as well. They talk, they're friends. And so what I also want to remove is somewhere, and it's before like grade 9. So somewhere in the elementary time period here, and I'm going to close this gap, you picked up that if you fail a test, you're a failure in life. Did someone say that, or did you just put that in your own body?
I think it was in my own thoughts, because my parents were never hard on us for grades. So it's all self-inflicted.
That's that competition then, when I was saying you look like you were competing with other people within. Okay, so let's remove that out, because we know there's no failure and we know that didn't happen. None of your things back there happened. You were right on path, right on target. You're on target now.
And I feel like right now, like I'm, mm-hmm. I feel like right now, like I'm burping, but it's like the body, like I know all this now, like I'm old enough to understand it, but the body's automatically programmed to react in that way.
Exactly. And that's what we're moving out of the system. So it's like a loop. You can, and this is where people get stuck, because, well, I know that, or I feel it. Well, that's still happening. So the body's memory is locked up, right? It's locked in the subconscious and the body's memory. And it's a lot in your nervous system. So that would make you more anxious. That would make you worry more. That would make you stress more. Because you can see the central nervous system is where that energy is. I've got blockages from the C1 all the way down. So I'm going to remove all that accumulation. We'll do that together. I actually have to override it. So we're going to speak into the body, the safety. I keep seeing this big, like, it's like, it says past. Like it's like a stamp, you know, like a, when you stamp a paper that's a, it says past. So that means it's already done. You've already passed. You're already finished. You're already through. That's nice. So hang on a second. And I'm going to expand the retention of information. Now, the other thing that I'm going to anchor into here, because it shows very clearly in your field that your guides, your team really wants cleared, is the way you're going to go into your next level of profession is going to be very different than how people do it now. So that I'm going to strengthen for you, because you're going to come at it from a different angle. So you have your very scientific side, but you're going to have the very holistic side in a different way. So it looks like I just need to open that door a little bit wider for you, so you feel nice and safe taking those risks to do it your way, all your way. Okay. How does that feel?
Thank you. Oh, my liver is like spasming, but I'm burping like crazy. So I'm definitely feeling a huge shift, and I just feel like I like I can just relax, because I know it's not me anymore.
Yeah.
But again, sleep, all this stuff has been affected by the high stress. So, but I'm like, I feel like I know I can handle this. So why is my body reacting in this way? And it almost felt like my body was running. Like away from me. It was like I had no control, and I know that's not true.
Yeah, and I love it now, because it's coming up. So also too, for people who don't understand this, is the liver is processes all the emotions. So if we get stressed, the frequency of the liver will drop. And when the frequency of the liver drops, the frequency of the body drops, which allows all of these lower emotions, issues, illness, and disease to also come in. So yours is going to bump up, and your liver frequency looks like we can strengthen to bump up another 20%. And then there's this calm that starts to come in. So I'm really happy with that. There's a lot of it looks very light pink in color. So it's just sort of coming into the system. And what I keep hearing to remind you to say is, when you do the reset tool in the heart, it's just, I got this, it's done. I got this, it's done. Thank you, God. I got this, it's done. That's it. Good job. How does that feel now?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amazing. Like, I am ready to take the day and feel so empowered, and I can do this. I know I can. Thank you so much. And I can do it in a calm and peaceful space this time.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited for you, because it's like constant, like pass. It's like, what you worrying about? It's already finished, already over. I'm like, awesome. Okay. And it's literally says passed, like done.
Yeah. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Beth. Thank you so much. I love you, Tracy, so much.
Lots of love.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right. Olivia, we have Monica. Is she still on the line?
Yeah, we got Monica. Let's see. Monica.
Hi, Monica.
You are on with Tracy L.
Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hi,
today?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Anytime. That's what we're here for, to help you. What's your question today?
It's funny, you already have, I can't believe how much I related to Sophia's phone call.
Well, no accidents. When people listen, then you get the shift you require too, right? Like it's how it works. And sometimes it's
so
a little
amazing.
It's a little bit and a lot, but that was a big one. That was a big one for everybody listening.
Thank you so much. It's in the same vein. My question is that for the past couple of weeks, I've had this pain in the base of my spine, lower back, buttocks, and I tried some tools, but I couldn't. It feels like it's bigger than me, and I felt like I couldn't move it. And
it's not that you can't move it. There's a fear of moving it. Hang on a second. Let's take a look here. So the root. So I'm going to actually, thank you, I'm going to command the tailbone. We can command the tailbone to start to move and shift under just a little bit. No, I can feel that. Hang on a sec. Let's move this under. So there's a fear that if you anchor the body in differently now, so the vibration is moving higher. Your vibration is moving higher. Your level of peace wants to go to another level. Your level of how you determine your life is ready to go to another. You're doing a vibrational shift is what's happening here. I got chills. I'm actually really excited for you. So the root, right, in the lower part of the spine into the tailbone, when it goes into the root, that's your grounding. That's your anchoring, right? So a lot of people say it's your root chakra. That's what takes us into the earth and makes us nice and stable. And it allows us to also process a lot of the lower emotions. So the lower emotions, it looks like that you've been processing, leaving from old family and friends and all that stuff. You're actually ready to dump it. But there's part what's showing here, and you can tell me what this does for you, how it feels. If we pull that out, now you've got to spend some time reinventing Monica again. And that's the part the body pushes me back, because now it's like you'll even, I can see you look like you're dressing different. It looks like you're doing different things, like just subtle things, right? Colors, things, looking at yourself, the way you see yourself different. And that's coming up a little bit scary for you. What comes up when I say that for you? How does that feel?
I think it makes a lot of sense. I couldn't understand what I was afraid of, but I think that makes so much sense. It's like the unknown who without the wounds, right?
Yeah, you're jumping in the vibration. So there's a part, it's okay. We call it like straddling. All of us go through this. So you don't, I got chills. You don't have to worry.
2 feet in two different camps.
Yeah, exactly. Straddling. One leg, right? Your one leg's in the old camp. Your other leg's in the new camp. And your root's going, okay, which camp are we going to? You know?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be very gentle with the system. Thank you, God. I'm going to actually start to remove a little bit more. It's a fear that we got to put in the safety, remove the root of the fear that there's love and there's still support and you get to embrace the new you, basically, and the new frequency. And you're detaching, like literally it's like watching hundreds of little cords come out of your lower part of your spine where you're detaching so much old information you don't even need to look at. It's like, yeah, see you later. I'm not playing with you anymore. So hang on. Let's pull this out. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to command again one more time. Oh. The tailbone. Yeah, you okay?
Oh, sorry, the phone cut out a bit. I just missed the last part.
That's okay. I want to command the tailbone to just go a little bit under. I'm going to tilt it just a little bit more. People don't even realize your bones and organs, they all shift, right? You just have to tell them what to do. Okay, so let's move that. And I'm going to put in some stability. So I'm going to change. So your old perception of what was stable, we're going to start to change and reverse the perception. Thank you, God, and ask your team to really change that perception. Because, right, stability could be chaos. That was your stability. But the body's really liking stability without chaos, and it wants to go more in that direction. So we'll take the pressure off the tailbone too. So let's root that. Just tune into your body. How does that feel when we start to move that energy through the system?
It feels floaty.
Yeah.
But not bad.
Yeah, no, we want floaty. That's good. We'll put some really good little goop in there. So we'll put some goop in the tailbone. I call it my spiritual goop. It's like, right, the silly putty goop into the tailbone. We'll ask your guides to move that a little bit more. Your body's moving. There's a little bit. I'm just going to move on the right. So on the right side of the tailbone, just the base, there's a lot of pressure there. So I'm just going to do a slight adjustment. I can feel that just sitting here. So let's start to pull that out for you. And that's basically, we'll balance out the male-female side in you a little bit differently. And then the way you have always interacted with the males in your life, we have to adjust that as well. That's going to change.
There we go. Yeah, that's a big one. It's a big one with the difference in the vibration. You were talking about that earlier too. And I'm like, oh, that's me with the difference there between the two.
Well, there's a part of your body that's now looking towards a male energy that would like it to be, very nurturing, like very nurturing to you. I mean, on every level and layer. And this is part of that new that was scary into your system is it's like, okay, well, what does that look like if I'm fully nurtured as a woman by a man? So you've been asking, you can see in the system, your system, your spirit, your body is like, what does that look? Because that's very new for you on every level. I'm not talking just one, I'm talking every level. Yeah. So we'll go gentle there. All right. Oh, that's better. Okay. So let's just remove any residual out of the tailbone. How does that feel now in the tailbone? Just going to tune in.
I feel nervous, but it might just be excitement.
It is actually. And I love you said that. I love you said that because so often, thank you for sharing that. So often people will say, I'm so nervous. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to go. And the body doesn't know the difference between being nervous and excited, right? And quite often we take nervousness as like a bad thing and we forget it's excited because of the change. So it's kind of like we talk about sugar, you know, like the body doesn't know if you're eating chocolate bar or an apple. Like it just doesn't know sugar, sugar, right? So it's a frequency that a lot of the energies the body reads in the same way. So I'm really happy you brought that up because it is excitement. It's like, wow, things are changing. Wow, I can start asking for these new ways of being and being nurtured. And I love it. I love it. The way you love and nurture yourself is changing so much. You're going to find, like I said, another.
Everything on the inside is changing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it is big time. It's funny. I see you more in that. They're showing this image of you. It's just so cool. It's not that you have to do that, but it's like, you know, in that bath with the candles, with the, you know, the cucumbers on the eyes. I know it sounds funny, but it's like total relaxation and pampering. It's like, and that's good because that's what your body is now going to be demanding from you. And it's all about you. And it needs to be. It starts with you. Yeah.
That's amazing.
It looks good.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I also just one last thing they show, and this is really cool. Your spirit team is always, it's so communicative. What I love is there's two on either side of you at the back. They look like golden, like rod staffs. I don't know what you call them, but they're golden. They're tall. They look like these rods, look like staffs. They sit behind you. And the reason they are there, it's support. So you're getting a whole other level from your spirit team of support. So you don't even have to doubt that. You're going to move through this in a whole
yes.
way. Yeah. Yeah. Very proud of you. Well done. Well done. Good job. All right. Go enjoy the day. That's what we want to do. We want to enjoy the day.
Thank you so much.
You, lots of love. You know, I know we have callers on, but we don't have enough time. So please make sure you can call in again. I know we have guests coming up. Watch the Tracy L. Clark space so you can call in again. Also on the website, you can come to our free Facebook page. You can just click it and you'll be brought in. Don't worry. You don't have to be screened or anything. If you're feeling a struggle or you're feeling you need to be heard or you want more community, go there. I do hop on it a lot. We do our Facebook lives there. I don't do them on my regular pages. The reason I do is to make sure that the people on there are just going to keep supporting and encouraging, because it's one thing we all really need right now is a lot of support and a lot of space of uplifting each other. And that's how we're really going to ride through these next few months and really look. And when changes come out, don't get stressed. Don't get scared. Just be like, oh, thank you, God, or thank you, spirit, or thank you, universe. Thank you for the change. Celebrate that it's coming and just say, I'm so grateful that I get to witness this. I'm so grateful I get to partake in waking up humanity. Like, even if you're going to, I was talking to Olivia on our break, and you know, most humans, you're born to just love, and you're born to be kind. And we learn those other things, right? We learn them. But most of society is about helping and loving and kindness. And you got to remember that. And you know, if you're going to a peaceful protest, beautiful. Don't yell at people right now. Don't lose friendships over your political ideas. Don't judge people, because that's going to keep your stress line. Love each other and agree to disagree. Be peaceful and ask how you can keep helping each other and help each other wake up. That will remove so much of this chaos in the world quicker. And just because something has looked a certain way your whole life and my whole life, doesn't mean it's not going to change. Doesn't mean there aren't things happening on the other side. If you caught my financial class, I know I have another one. I think it's on the 11th. I was talking about all these digital currencies. If you caught me on the Real Money show, you know, we were talking about gold, silver, digital currencies. We've had Jeremy here with us on Transformation Talk Radio. Why? Because the joy in having lots of different currencies is the joy of change again. More power, more options to you. No different than when systems change, there's more for all of humanity, so we can all grow. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a pipe dream. It's not going to happen overnight. But if we keep moving in that direction and we keep saying, no, I don't think we want to play in that field anymore, it's already changing. It's already changing. And I just want to thank that hand of God of blessing you to keep on learning all that you've learned, keep stepping into a new way, keep being with community that can help you shift and change and grow into something new. But change is scary, but it doesn't have to be. Like I said, when I started this work over 17 years ago, I was called everything under the sun, like stupid, crazy, misfit, conspiracy theorist. I was like, why? Because I'm asking for something different. I want to know something different other than what I've just been conditioned, because what I was conditioned, I was a good little girl and followed it and it didn't work. But you know what? When I started to take back what I knew was right for me and stopped caring about being liked or whatever, things changed. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want for you, to start to say, I can have that. You can get triggered. You can turn it off and say, oh, that lady's crazy. Go for it. But before you stop the trigger, if I'm triggering you, it's because there's something within you you need to start to look at. And when you can do that, I love triggers. I welcome them. Now I used to get so pissed off and go have a temper tantrum. But now when a trigger comes in, I'm like, oh, what am I looking at? What's changing? Thank you, God. And I work through it. That's where real transformation and change happens. I am so happy you joined me this week. My schedule has been so packed, I don't even know who I have next week. I know I have a guest, so I'm not going to announce it. You have to watch it. Come back to Transformation Talk Radio, see who it is. I got to get uploaded at the best team, the best assistant to help me, keep me on track. I'm so blessed with so many amazing people. I give them all a big shout out and lots of love. But again, check us out, tracylclark.com. Sign up for the newsletter so you can know when the book comes out. And then you'll get the notice so you can sign up for the book club that we're going to do for 4 weeks, going through the book all free online and have some fun. And you're going to see more of that also here on Transformation Talk Radio. So have an incredible week, guys. And I will see you right here, same time, same place. Lots of love. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As the founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracylclark.com.